Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, August 2nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, while you're taking a stroll down Main Street in downtown Wauchula today, make sure to take a look at the student art banners on exhibition now. The artwork was created by Hardy County students and can be found on banners along Main Street in downtown Wauchula. The Wauchula Police Department responded to multiple vehicle burglaries on July 28th, all of which were to unlock vehicles. These burglaries occurred during the overnight hours between July 27th and July 28th. During the investigation, they've obtained surveillance video of the suspect and are working on several leads, but they still need your assistance in identifying the subject in the video. If you have any information regarding the suspect, please contact Detective Sergeant C. LaConte at 863-773-3265. Or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Or from a cell phone, dial **TIPS. The surveillance video can be found on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Your local events, and two of them happening this Friday. First, Real Country 102.1, The Outlaw, and 1310 WAUC will host their second annual First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast this Friday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., and they invite you to join the show by calling 863-773-WAUC. That's 863-773-9282, and express your appreciation to our local first responders. Guest speakers will be sharing stories about their experiences as first responders and much more. The show will be broadcast live from Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. Fire trucks and other first responder equipment will be on site for touring. Bring your family to Vision Ace Hardware at 225 East Oak Street to show your appreciation to those that protect us around the clock. And kicking off football season once again for Hardy County is the Wildcat Tailgate Party from 6 to 9 p.m. in Heritage Park. Stop by and enjoy performances from cheerleaders and the Blue Star Brigade. And what do you get when you cross 4 bases, 3 outs, 2 teams, and one winner? It is the Guns and Hoses softball tournament coming up this Saturday. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on the Hardy County Fire Rescue at the Hardy Senior High School softball field. Tickets are only $5, and admission is absolutely free for children under 10. You can pre-order your tickets now at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula, or you can purchase them at the gate on game day. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood Ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders. Your jobs here in the area, Peace River Electric is still looking for a systems control dispatcher. A high school diploma or GED is required. Wauchula State Bank is looking for an assistant controller. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree or at least 5 years of professional work experience in accounting or finance, plus proficiency with basic account principles, and good verbal and written communication skills are required. And Florida Integrated Health Service is looking for a skilled and experienced handyman to repair ceilings, paint, and fix the building as they are moving to a new location. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door or window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you may message us on our Facebook page, whichever you'd like. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 101, partly sunny with a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent, maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Wind southwest at 6 miles an hour with gust up to 8. The humidity is extremely humid, 66%. Dew point 76, the cloud cover 37%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny early in the morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain, heat index values up to 105. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, isolated showers and thunderstorms with lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tuesday, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Alabama farmers join businesses, local governments, and landowners from around the country in expressing concern over a recent decision by the EPA to reverse the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. Alabama Farmers Federation National Affairs Director Mitt Walker tells AlphaFarmers.org, "It's terribly disappointing the Biden administration is taking action to withdraw and replace the Trump-era rule that finally brought some clarity to the regulatory process." Walker says the NWPR will remain the law while EPA drafts a new rule, which will likely face court challenges and take years to resolve. Wild temperature swings last fall are believed to be the cause of widespread freeze damage in California's walnut groves. In early November, temperatures dropped from 80 degrees to below freezing in several areas. Freeze damage observed this spring is most severe in Butte, Glenn, and Tehama counties, and is also reported in Lake, San Joaquin, Stanislaus, Yolo, and Yuba counties. Before the freeze, walnut production had been steadily increasing. The outlook for the ag economy in 2021 is holding strong. AgFacts.com reports a recent update from the Kansas City Fed says interest rates for agricultural loans made by commercial banks increased slightly for some types of lending, but remained historically low through the first half of 2021. In contrast to non-real estate loans, average rates on farm real estate loans continued to decline.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Rain, clouds, and cool temperatures in the Southeast cotton-growing areas have slowed the crop's development this season. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
But in spite of that wet, damp, soggy weather, we have seen generally excellent crop condition ratings as we look at all the major southern crops. Starting with cotton, at this point in the season, 78% squaring. That is behind the five-year average of 83%, behind last year's 82%. And meanwhile, we see just over one-third or 37% of the cotton crop setting bolls, again, due to cloudiness and rainfall. That is behind the five-year average of 42% and behind last year's 40%.
Rippey says it should be a good year with 61% of the cotton good to excellent and just 8% very poor to poor. That's much better than at this time last year when cotton was rated 49% good to excellent and 16% very poor to poor. The peanut crop, 81% pegging at the last report. Like cotton, that is also behind the five-year average of 83% and also last year's 83%. But Rippey says the peanut condition couldn't get much better, with 75% good to excellent and just 4% very poor to poor. And that's a point better than at this time last year.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption. Yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours. And help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ending lower on Wall Street, giving up their gains for the week. The S&P 500 still managed to end July higher, marking six monthly gains in a row, the longest such streak since 2018. The benchmark index fell 0.5% today, with a big drag coming from Amazon. The online retail giant slumped 7.6% after it reported sales growth that was big, but not as big as Wall Street expected. Its sales forecast also disappointed investors. The Dow lost 149 points today, closing at 34,935. The Nasdaq was down 105 at 14,672. The S&P dropped 23 to 4,395. New York oil rose 33 cents, closing at $73.95 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Lots of baseball action going on in the leagues today. The Brewers beat the Braves 2-1. Braves pitcher Josh Hader said Willie Adames' first-inning homer and Brett Anderson's pitching allowed them to win with just three hits.
Big guys stepping up, getting us hits, and pitching staying strong. So at the end of the day, as long as we can limit the runs that we give up and continue to hit the ball and play good baseball, that's what you want.
Blue Jays beat the Royals 5-1. It was the Yankees 3-1 over the Marlins. Phillies dismantled the Pirates 15-4. Cardinals 7-3 over the Twins. Nationals beat the Cubs 6-5. Tigers 6-2 over the Orioles. Tigers are 30-24 in Detroit after losing a major league leading 59 home games in 2019. Rays beat the Red Sox late 3-2. Giants 5-3 over the Astros. Chris Bryant homering in his Giants debut. Elsewhere in baseball, A's beat the Angels 8-3. Padres 8-1 over the Rockies. Rangers 4-3 over the Mariners. And the White Sox beat the Indians 2-1. A member of the Belarus track team says her Olympic team tried to remove her from Japan in a dispute that led to a standoff at Tokyo's main airport.
Kristina Timanovskaya says in a video message posted on social media that she was pressured by Belarus team officials who are trying to send her back to Belarus without her consent. An activist group supporting the athlete says she believed her life was in danger in Belarus and would seek asylum with the Austrian embassy in Tokyo. Timanovskaya, who is due to run in the Olympic 200-meter heats, had previously criticized Belarus team officials on her Instagram account. She said she'd been put in the 4x400 relay despite never racing the event. I'm Karen Chamas.
More at SRN Sports. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, if it ain't broke, I have not borrowed it yet. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.